This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Wyatt Orme. The city of Aspen accepted 11 proposals from different parties who want to run the restaurant at the Wheeler Opera House. Here to tell us more about the prospective tenants is arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Wyatt.
So this is already Justice Snow's. Why are there other people bidding on this space?
Well, the city owns the Wheeler Opera House's restaurant space, which means they can charge less rent than the free market and believe whatever is in that space should be locally serving. Justice Snow's has been there since 2011. In the fall, the co-owner, Michelle Kiley, was roughly $40,000 behind on rent. She's since made good on that debt, but City Council decided now it was time for other restaurants to have the opportunity to get in that space. I spoke with Sarah Ott, the assistant city manager of Aspen. She says now Justice Snow's is competing with 10 others to stay where they are.
A key hallmark of any lease agreement is that you pay rent and you pay rent on time. And that is something that we have worked with our tenants to correct that was behind. But even after that correction, City Council felt like the best benefit for the community was to have an understanding of all the options for a restaurant tenant in that space.
Who are some of the others that are interested in this space?
There were a lot of bids that came from a bunch of local restaurant owners, including a proposal tied to the owner of Kenichi, Jimmy's and Bodega's restaurants, Grey Lady in Aspen, Shlomo's at the Nell, Aspen Over Easy, which lost its building recently, and then a few wild cards like Platinum Productions, which is tied to Dylan Reagan, who's a local bartender and DJ.
So a motley crew of proposers.
I should also mention there was one application that was turned down. Anita Thompson, who was married to the late writer Hunter S. Thompson, submitted a proposal for a Gonzo Tavern, which would have some of his stuff in it.
Huh, okay.
But was deemed non-compliant. The Wheeler Opera House's executive director, Jenna Bueller, is on the selection committee for the proposals. She says one requirement outlined in the RFP is the tenant must be able to provide catering services for the Wheeler Opera House's receptions and special events.
Okay, so how much say will the community get in the process of deciding who gets to go into that space versus, you know, the city council deciding?
So the city is seeking public input via the Aspen Community Voice webpage, and there's already a range of responses from a hopeful resurrection of Over Easy to support of Kiley and Justice Snow's. Of course, the final vote is up to City Council, but the selection committee, which includes Jenna, Sarah, and a few others, are going to be interviewing their top choices this month and presenting their number one pick at a City Council meeting that'll take place towards the end of February. Ott says City Council would like to see a permanent tenant that could fulfill lease obligations in that space by this year's Food and Wine Classic.
Okay, thanks, Claire.
You bet.
That was arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock, recapping bids for the Wheeler Opera House's restaurant space. I'm Wyatt Orme, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.